This is KVNF Regional News. It's Thursday, February 20th. I'm Patricia Naft. Nine same-sex couples are suing to overturn Colorado's constitutional ban on gay marriage. That's according to the Denver Post. Colorado law allows gay couples to have civil unions but not to get married. That's unfair, the plaintiffs say, because it creates two unequal classes of citizens, those who can marry the person they love and those who can't. Five of the couples are unmarried but would like to get married legally in Colorado. The other four got married out of state and want the state of Colorado to legally acknowledge their marriages. The lawsuit is one of several around the country that are trying to overturn gay marriage bans. There are currently lawsuits in Utah and Oklahoma that may end up in the Supreme Court. Four of the six Republican candidates seeking to replace Governor John Hickenlooper in the fall face off in their first formal debate Tuesday evening at the Denver Post. Benta Berkland reports they touched on a host of topics, including two missing candidates.
Senator Greg Brophy from Ray says he wants to move beyond such divisive issues as gun control. If elected, he pledged to reform schools and promote the energy industry.
We're not going to divide the state by talking about 20-round ammo magazines? No. We're going to bring this state back together by reforming education. We're going to make advances in transportation. We're going to grow our economy.
Former State Senator Mike Kopp and Republicans Jason Clark and Steve House also participated in the debate. The group agreed on policy positions such as supporting the Second Amendment and cutting government red tape for businesses. Here's former State Senator Mike Kopp.
When was the last time that you got a generous raise? When was the last time that you saw open for business signs because the business was booming? The fact of the matter is, businesses in our state feel like the government is out to get them. It's wrong.
The two biggest names in the race, former Congressman Tom Tancredo and Secretary of State Scott Gessler, did not attend. Both have said they don't plan to appear at primary debates. And whoever wins the primary in June will face a tough race. A recent poll from Quinnipiac University shows Governor John Hickenlooper beating all of the potential challengers he faces. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
This spring, Montrose voters will decide whether to raise taxes to build a new community recreation center. On Tuesday night, the Montrose City Council urged them to vote yes. That's according to the Montrose Press. If approved, the center will be built off Woodgate Road in Montrose. It will have swimming and therapy pools, basketball courts, and fitness rooms so that Montrose residents no longer have to drive to Delta to use the rec center there. In order to pay for the $25 million project, the city would temporarily increase its sales tax by 0.3%. That's about $21 more in tax per family each year. On Tuesday, Montrose City Councilors spoke about the positive economic impact a new center would have on the community. Councilor Kathy Ellis said she supports the rec center, even though she's, quote, the council's most conservative member. She said the tax increase to build the center will be the first and last tax increase she will ever support. The tax increase is up for vote in April. About 1,500 unwanted dogs and cats are rescued every year in Delta County, but many more are turned away. One local rescue organization wants to change that by building a bigger shelter. But to do that, they need more money, so the group Cause is launching a capital campaign. KVNF's Marty Derlin has more.
Jessica Garrett was a veterinarian's assistant for about a decade before she became the shelter manager of the Cause Adoption Center in Delta. On a recent tour of the facility, she introduced some of the cats.
He was the runt of a litter. He came in last summer along with a few others, but they were feral cats over by the horse arena. He was bottle fed, but he has an issue with his esophagus.
Oh, goodness. On this day, the shelter had 11 cats and 5 dogs, and an equal number were fostered out, says Cause board member Joanne Kalanick. Like the other shelters in Delta County, Cause is a no-kill facility. Kalanick, a Cause volunteer for about a decade, says the rescue movement focuses on spaying and neutering along with foster care and adoption to keep unwanted animals at a minimum. But in Delta County, the efforts are falling short. CAUSE, the Delta Humane Society, the Black Canyon Sanctuary, and the Friends of Cedar Edge have a collective turnaway rate of about 35%, says Kalanick.
Space is always the issue. Heartbreaking.
In Delta County alone, as many as 500 animals every year may be in need. In rural areas, animals are often thought of as livestock rather than beloved pets. Delta County's poverty also contributes to the problem of neglected, abandoned, or unwanted animals. For example, even though CAUSE hands out vouchers for spaying and neutering, some can't afford the $20 that's not covered. But there are also people who can't bear to say no.
Some people, turning away an animal is just not acceptable. So that's why you end up with hoarding situations. You end up with people that start out with really, you know, great motivations, good hearts, and they end up completely overwhelmed because they lose the business side of the business sense. And that's the hard part.
CAUSE is hoping to change that. Their annual budget of about $140,000 is created through grants, small fees, and proceeds from their secondhand store in Paonia. But this year, the organization will launch a $385,000 capital campaign for a new countywide facility. CAUSE has already raised about $85,000 toward the goal with their latest $10,000 gift from Union Pacific.
I envision one day this becoming the main place where animals would go, where people would go to adopt animals. At some point, all of these groups need to get together and focus resources.
Back at the shelter, Jessica Garrett muses on her job and the endless stream of animals that pass through the doors of the shelter.
Some days it can be hard, it depends on the day, but for the most part it's very rewarding, and I love the happiness that comes from it, too. You know, there's way more good than bad.
For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.
Stay tuned for The Sweet Sound with Callie. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.